right, Carlos, welcome back home. I know that there was an off day yesterday, but I think Jeff McNeil had an event. And just the event aside, when you get guys like that together off the field after what's building into a good month of June, how nice is that just to get the camaraderie of that clubhouse built more and more every day?
Yeah, that's it's good to see it, man, you know, and that's what makes this group a special group, you know, that even an off day, coming off a long road trip, you know, L.A., Colorado, here we are showing up at the ballpark, supporting our teammate. And it was a great event, obviously, but it was just good to see them getting together again off the field. Well, on the field, you know. that's what, you know, I keep saying it, that I have a really good group here, and you got to give them credit.
Jeff McNeil himself, we talked about this the other day, just the power is there. I don't know if it was the Colorado Coors Field effect, but that just – more and more of those kind of swings driving the ball. Is that, do you feel like that's more of meant, the skills are there, the muscle is there for that kind of swing for him?
Yeah, and you know, we feel like that's when he's at his best, when he's driving the ball. Because the other thing that hurt him at times is his ability to put the ball in play. His bat to ball skills are, you know, elite. So I feel like early in count, especially like the first pitch, pitchers are executing their pitches, and because his ability to put the ball in play, you know, is weak contact. Where we saw it the other day where he took first pitch, I think it was a fastball down and away or a breaking ball, and then he gets a fastball middle in where he could do damage with, and he ended up doing damage, you know. So that's the version we want to see, and he's a really good hitter, man. And when he's doing things like that, he's pretty dangerous.
He was joking after the game the other day, asked, you know, how many am I away from the home run total here for the Mets all the time? Because Pete Alonso is now 9 away from Darryl Strawberry. We thought if that game kept going in Colorado, he might achieve it then. What have you seen from Pete here as he's embarking on something really cool?
Yeah, I mean, locked in. And when we're throwing names like Strawberry, David Wright, that's, you know, that's not easy. You know, we're talking about history of this organization. And he's right there in the middle of the conversation and halfway through it. You know, he's only 30 years old. And, you know, but what he's doing now is special, you know, controlling the strike zone, using the whole field, taking his hits the other way when he needs to, taking the walks, aggressive with pitches in the strike zone, short to the wall. We know he's one of the best power hitters in the game. And right now we're seeing a version of Pete that he's a complete hitter.
Got the Washington Nationals here and Mackenzie Gore starting tonight, and he's one of the top pitchers in baseball. I know people think, oh, the Nationals. The Nationals are a good team. They have a lot of talent. What is Gore good at specifically as you walk into tonight?
Yeah, we're familiar with him in by watching the videos and the scouting reports. The one thing he's doing is commanding his fastball this year. You know, he's throwing that fastball for strikes, and not only he's just locating it, you know, and obviously the breaking ball and the secondary pitches. But everything is off that fastball. And then, like I said, we've seen it before. We got to be ready. He's going to attack, and we got to be ready to go.
And then it's Griffin Canning versus the lefty show today. As it seems like the lineup is, how does he attack that now? I think the Nationals will have one righty in there with all the switches and lefties.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, they got a lot of talent, and they can hit. And they are aggressive, and we've seen it in the past when they come up and they're hacking. A lot of lefty switch hitters. Griffin going to have to rely on all of his pitches, you know. The changeup, he's got to be in play. Obviously, the slider and then the fastball. But sticking to his strength, and then we'll go from there.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.